I'm Kim Calloway at the Power 104 Q1031 News Center. The compliments are flowing thick and fast from the organizers for the way Kelowna hosted this weekend's International Children's Winter Games. ICG President Torsten Rosch says there's really no other way to put it.
It's a gold medal for Kelowna. They really organized fantastic games, talking to the children, talking to the coaches, the head of delegations, and even a lot of parents are here in Kelowna, and they are full of compliments for Kelowna.
Close to 500 kids aged 12 to 15 from Canada and a dozen other countries competed in 7 winter sports in total. Incidentally, boys hockey at the games turned out to be a local event. Team Lake Country beat Team West Kelowna 10-4 yesterday to take the gold medal, and Team Kelowna won the bronze. Local dog owners obviously appreciate Kelowna's many established on-leash and off-leash doggy parks, but what about the other people who use the public park areas? Before dog parks get expanded any further, Kelowna's Parks Department wants City Council to authorize and fund a couple of surveys. They'll be asking this afternoon for permission to poll the general public on questions like, do we even need more dog areas? Or do all those dogs that are already out and about get you worried about your own park experience? Do you even worry about being harassed or bitten? If you persist in building homes or condo projects in Kelowna's potential wildfire zones, the city just might consider charging you some extra dough. Today, City Council looks at adjusting the approval process for homes being built in or near those sometimes risky forest areas. There is a new push on from Kelowna's planning staff on extra inspections and ongoing enforcement of wildfire zone regulations. Now, one suggestion in the staff report, those developers might have to pay an extra parcel tax to help fund these specialized programs. Tomorrow, Kelowna and 8 other Okanagan municipalities launch that new bylaw resolution process. If you'd like to contest a parking ticket or other kind of bylaw ticket, instead of going to court, you can talk with City Hall about a new civilian adjudication process. It's a move being made to try and declog some provincial courtrooms. Part of this new process, starting tomorrow, involves a $25 administrative charge to hear your ticket challenge. Now, if you win, the municipality pays, but if you lose your challenge, you will pay the $25 plus your original ticket fine.